problem a lot of people have is they accept Christ and that's as far as they get. They accept him to forgive their sins and then they just stay there or they go backwards. Or they do just enough to get by. Let me tell you, when I was doing just enough to get by, that brought on depression. I'll be honest with you. It was miserable. Why? Because my very spirit was longing for something more. It needed more. It was hungry. Hungry, hungry, hungry. And let me tell you, if you've seen me in the flesh, I'm always hungry. And guess what? My spirit reflects that. We're always hungry in the spirit. But the thing we feel like it's okay if we get just enough. We wait until we're starving to get more. So many people fall out of seeking God because they're never actually fulfilling their hunger. They're just taking in enough not to be starving anymore. They're just taking in enough to get by. Or they sit in the... There's different stages of Christianity. There's the beginning stage where you're a baby. And you come to church and you get fed. And guess what? That fills you up pretty good. But you can't stay there because as you begin to grow, that's not enough to fulfill you. There's not enough within that. And I see so many baby Christians that they just want to be fed, but they never want to do anything else. And all of a sudden they're beginning to grow, but they're not receiving enough food in to maintain that. Because coming to church, there isn't enough there. You've got to get a relationship with Jesus Christ. You've got to begin to talk with him. You've got to begin to get in the word. It's so awesome. You'll get in the word and you go, wow, I've never seen that before. Wow, you're like, it's almost like he's talking to me. You start feeling like that first time when you first came to church, you're like, oh my gosh, it was like the pastor was talking right to me today. Now it was God talking to you. And that's the same way this very word can be. You get in there and you're like, wow, that was for me today. Wow, it's like God knows what he's doing. It's like he knows what he's talking about. God's so good that we continue to need more of him and run for more of him. Guys, if you could sit back and see what God sees about your life and where he wants you to go and where he's calling you to and where you could be right now, you would run with leaps and bounds. God, you mean that you want to do all that through me? Wait, God, you mean that if I begin to step out in faith, you'll come through for me? You mean if I begin to be obedient? Oh, so obedience isn't about me not sinning. Obedience is about me getting to the blessing that you've called me to. We think obedience means about letting go of something, but obedience is about getting you to where you need to be. About getting you to the promised land. About there was always something more, but in scripture, anytime they needed to get to where God was calling them to, it was by obedience. When the people of Israel left Egypt, it wasn't just about them leaving sin and stuff behind them, but it was about their obedience to get them to where God was calling them. But a lot of times what we do is the same way with our Christian walk. We do just enough to leave that old man behind us, but we never, as scripture says, put on the new man that we can become all that God has called us to be. We've done just enough to be lost in the wilderness and complain the rest of our life. Why? Because now we no longer can enjoy the things of the world because we know the truth. And if we try to enjoy it, it's just a temporary enjoyment. Afterwards, we're miserable because we realize we just sinned against God and that conviction comes upon us to get right with him. And it's a miserable cycle. But then we never get far enough into Christ to enjoy the promises and the blessings that he has for us. So we're just sitting in the wilderness. And we run around in circles in the wilderness like the people of Israel did. And they just went around and they did absolutely nothing but complain all the time. And I believe this is the state that so many Christians have got in, that they're running around in misery. My wife says, I hate Missouri, it's so cold. I'm like, I hate misery too. A couple of you got that. But they run around in misery. They run around never fulfilling what God has for them. They never receive it. That you realize obedience actually blesses you. Obedience blesses God, but it's actually blessing you. So I love when we do our giveaways and we do outreaches here. What's so awesome is we're doing it to be obedient to God and give and show love to people. But while we're showing love, we get blessed. So it says more blessed to give than it is to receive. You won't ever understand that until you begin to give. Well, what does that mean? I like to get stuff. Take, 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 take. Let me tell you, when you give, 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 you go, wow. I tell you what, in the past year or so, I've given so many things away and watched God give it all right back to me. This isn't a given message, but it's by obedience. And a lot of times, even with our faith, that we want to step out in faith, but a lot of times I step out in the faith just to be obedient more than what's to come. That's fine, God. If that's what you're calling me to do, that's what I'll do. You realize faith is so much easier to step out in when you've got a relationship with Him? Because when you don't have confidence in the man up there, how do you expect to step out in anything He tells you to do? When you don't know who He is, when you realize that He loves you more than anybody on this earth could ever love you, and infinity times more, that's how much He loves you, you're like, wow, God's not going to call me to somewhere bad. And if it feels like I'm going through the wilderness during that time, as long as I'm obedient, I know that my blessing's waiting for me. I know there's something greater on the other side for me. I know there's something powerful. I know that God's doing something, and I love, and it's taken me a lot of trials to really begin to understand this. But I love what it says in Scripture. I mean, even within our tribulations, that we need to rejoice. But as you begin to go through such hard times and you begin to look at it and go, wow, I can't believe what God was actually doing there. In the flesh, we're going, what's happening to me? But the spirit man's getting changed and transformed into who God wants us to be. And then all of a sudden, I've gone through things that I go, there's no way. I mean, literally, even as the beginning years of pastoring this church, we went through things that I said, there is no way that God could ever use this for good. I mean, I was sure of it. And then all of a sudden, I look back now and I go, wow. Again, He knew what He was doing. Again, that even what the devil tried to do to destroy me, to try to destroy my relationships, my family, this church, that I can look back now and go, wow. Wow. God was doing something powerful. While the enemy was trying to destroy me, God was building me. While the enemy was trying to take me out, God was implanting something greater inside of me. But during that time, we go, absolutely not. But then what you got to do, you finally got to rise up above yourself. And you finally got to say, God, I'm going to do what You've called me to do, no matter how painful it is. And I'm not telling you that following Christ is painful. Following Christ is the greatest thing you can ever do. It's the most rewarding thing you can ever do. Are there trials in it? Yes. Heck, there's trials in life, period. But let me tell you, if I'm going to go through them, I want Him on my side. If I'm going to go through pain, if I'm going to go through hell on earth, guess what? I want Him with me. Why? Because He knows where we're going. I run around in circles in the wilderness. But God knows what's going on. And as we continue to listen to Him, you go, well, I don't know if He's talking to me. Let me tell you, He's talking. He's probably talking to you right now. There's probably things rising up in your spirit right now He's telling you to do or not to do. Things that's coming to mind. That's not me and what I'm saying. That's the power of God being delivered. That God's changing something, shifting something inside of you. But let me tell you what I love about faith. We'll start with my notes now. Faith provides you with the lifestyle God wants for you rather than you have for you. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. His plans for us are greater than our plans for us. So then by faith, we can now obtain the plans that God has for us. By faith, that we can now obtain something greater, that He had a plan for you. Do you realize that God has a plan for all of us? But until we step out in faith and we step out in obedience, we can never obtain that plan. I know God has a plan for me, but I'm just not seeing it come to pass.
Maybe it's you.
Well, I'm being obedient. Great. Maybe God's doing something in you. I want it to happen now. Guess what? I think He's working on patience. Faith provides you with success. And I'm not talking about the worldly success, but success that God has for you. Success of something greater. Do you realize that success of the world, wisdom of the world, is completely different than success of God and wisdom from God? It's completely different things. Why? Because our success of the world is based on things that we can see, we can touch, we can feel. Our wisdom is based on facts of the world. But our wisdom in God is based on trust, is based on faith. There's been things that look like there was no wisdom in that I've had to step out in, and God, I'm like, God, no, that's not called wisdom. And he says, it's my wisdom. I want his wisdom more than worldly wisdom. Worldly wisdom does what the world does what other successful people do. Spiritual wisdom comes from the Holy Spirit. Comes from him that he begins to speak to you, he begins to guide you, he begins to lead you. But a successful ministry, a successful life, faith allows you to please God. He's given you a measure of faith, but it's up to you what you do with it. Your first step is coming to Christ. Your first step is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Your first step is realizing that you need a Savior. The thing is, we were born into a sinful earth, doomed to go to hell. And when you begin to understand that, you begin to realize, I can't get out of this downward cycle of making it down there. The only way I can get up is by accepting Christ. Because there is power that rose Jesus from the dead. Y'all understand that? There was power that was in him that rose Jesus from the dead. But it was so powerful that 3 days later, it came to pass. What happens with the worldly wisdom is we go, oh, he died. We lost him. I thought a miracle was going to happen. But then the impossibility came in, where it became impossible that now God could show who he is. That now God was able to say, now it's time that I can show a miracle to the world. And I'm telling you today, some of you guys are going through things right now that you feel like it's impossible. That you feel like it's too late. That you feel like God has left you. Let me tell you, the people around Jesus goes, God left him. He died. Even after Jesus said, I'll rise again on that third day, they were going, oh man, he died. What are we going to do? We lost him. He had to come back and show himself and said, oh ye of no faith. I mean, could you imagine being the very ones that walked with Jesus and Jesus comes back and said, you have no faith? Huh? I've been training you, discipling you for how long? Did you get anything out of what I was saying? I mean, could you imagine these disciples? They deny him after Jesus tells them, hey, you're going to deny me. No, I won't. Yes, you will. No, I won't. And what do? They deny him. I've been on my best game going, okay, don't deny him. 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 I mean, sometimes we got to do that. You repeat it over and over again. That's what you're supposed to do with Scripture. Repeat it. Get to know it. Let it be one with you. Be a part of you. Why? Because it's the Word of God. Accept it into your life. Said faith allows you to please God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. We all hope for things, but faith is what gets them to come to pass. Faith is what gets those things hoped for to come to pass. It's not about hoping long enough. You want God to do something in your life? Begin to step out in faith. You want to see a miracle in your life? Step forward where God tells you to go.
We hope you've enjoyed the message today from Redemption Church. For a copy of today's program or to partner with us, please visit us at www.redemptionchurchstl.com.